A recent report from the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, states that sodium salt consumption levels in the Caribbean are twice as high as recommended. The report goes on to say the high intake contributed to the development of cardiovascular diseases and other non-communicable diseases, NCDs. Chief Nutritionist in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Nicole France, in an interview with NBC News, said one of the main side effects of overconsumption of sodium is high blood pressure.
This mineral pulls water with it. So, by right, the blood volume increases, which we know to be high blood pressure. The heart has to work harder to pump all of this excess blood around. The heart can become enlarged. The blood vessels also, there's a pressure on the blood vessels now to carry all of this excess volume of blood. So we end up with high blood pressure. Not only that though, the kidneys also have to work harder to kind of maintain our normal fluid balance. So the kidneys are at risk. We also suffer from osteoarthritis. We also can end up with things like stomach cancer. So excessive sodium intake can lead to a number of diseases.
Fran said the recommended intake for sodium is 1 teaspoon a day. She said sodium is found naturally in many foods. However, excess salt is often added to many.
Sodium is found naturally in a lot of foods, most of foods. Fruits, vegetables, or meat, dairy products. Sodium is found naturally in these foods. However, we as Caribbean people know we're seasoning our meat, we add excess salt. We are cooking our vegetables, we add excess salt. So we add extra sodium. Outside of the 1 teaspoon that we allow for the day, we're adding excess sodium to these foods. And on top of that, now we have a problem with processed foods. Processed foods, not just meaning the snacks that we give our children to eat. I'm talking about canned foods. Anything found in a can that has excess sodium. Baked products, a lot of persons get tricked with this too. So our cookies, our pastry, our famous breads, lots of sodium there. So just think about it. The foods contain sodium naturally. So we're getting sodium there. But then when we season our meat, we add extra sodium. What we add to the foods, like our sauces, our barbecue sauce, or ketchup, or soy sauce, all of these have excess salt, sodium in it. So you have to be mindful of what we're doing. Have the natural vegetables. Don't add excess. Don't put any extra salt there. Just eat them as is. Steam them. Don't eat them as is. Eat them as is.
Fran said it's possible to see how this is affecting the population with the two leading causes of death, heart disease and stroke.
Heart disease and stroke. And both of these are linked to high blood pressure or excess diets with excess sodium. So we have to change our mindset. The thing is that, you know, what we don't understand is that our taste buds have adjusted to diets higher in salt. If we begin to eliminate, just cut back. I'm not saying I use the wrong word. I should not say eliminate. The body does need sodium. We don't have to eliminate sodium. We just have to cut back on how much sodium we add to our foods. Cut back bit by bit. Guess what? Our taste buds would also readjust and get us to a point where, this actually tastes good naturally. So just reduce the amounts. Change our mindset. We have to cut back on how much sodium we're adding to our foods, how much processed foods we are eating or giving our kids to eat, all the baked products that we are. Just cut back on these foods and cut back on adding sodium to our foods.
Chief Nutritionist in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Nicole France. I am Shanald Munro with today's special report.